Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airways of SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. We'll get into the NCAA tournament, the brackets, the upsets that took place. I know I'm going to get a call from that brother that called me yesterday about VCU beating North Carolina. I know I'm going to hear it. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for it. He was right. I was wrong. Bottom line, definitely going to get into that high point, upsetting and knocking off Wisconsin. That's definitely something that we can't negate bringing up and talking about. A.J. DeBonza, the stud out of BYU that's going to the NBA because his collegiate career officially came to an end basically yesterday, last night, when he dropped 35 points and got absolutely positively no help from his teammates. And BYU is going home for the NCAA tournament, losing their first-round game. That is not the story, though. The story to get into is Luka Doncic of the Los Angeles Lakers. And the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, we have to have a conversation. The Los Angeles Lakers won their 8th straight game last night. They've won 11 of their last 12. They've won 8 straight, beating the Miami Heat 134-126. Their wins have come against teams in the playoffs or in play-in positioning. The Knicks, the T-Wolves, the Nuggets, the Rockets twice, and the Miami Heat. The Los Angeles Lakers have improved to an NBA best 21-6 in clutch time games this season. They've increased their advantage to 2 games over the 4th place Timberwolves and 3 games over the Rockets and Nuggets in the Western Conference. And that's just them. Let me get specific. Luka Doncic, over this 8-game stretch, is averaging 40.9 points to be exact, 50% shooting from the field, 42% shooting from 3-point range, 8.9 rebounds, 7.4 assists, 2.4 steals per game, while the Lakers are outscoring opponents by 10 points per game whenever he is on the court during the streak. That is what is going on. I got an interesting stat, and I want to preface this comment by letting you know that we are talking about the Lakers. We ain't talking about the Sacramento Kings. We ain't talking about the Orlando Magic. We ain't talking about the Atlanta Hawks. We're not talking about anybody. We're talking about the Lakers. Them and the Boston Celtics are the most storied basketball franchises in history. The Lakers, where George Mikan starred for, who Wilt Chamberlain and Jerry West once starred for, along with an Elgin Baylor, who Magic Johnson once starred for, and Kareem, and Worthy, and Byron Scott, and Norm Nixon before him, and Michael Thompson, and Michael Cooper, with and Kobe Bryant, and Shaquille O'Neal, and Pau Gasol. We're talking about the Lakers. The Lakers. Did you know that Luka Doncic, averaging 40.9 points and 7.4 assists. Did you know that what he has done over this 8-game span that no Laker has ever done in history? Not Shaquille O'Neal, not Kobe Bryant, not Magic Johnson. Nobody. Nobody. Luka's got 100 points over the last 2 games. In each game of this 8-game winning streak, he has scored a minimum of 30. It ain't like he scored 50 one day and 20 the other. No, he's consistently scoring over 30 every single damn game. And meanwhile, the Los Angeles Lakers are hitting 38.5% of their three-pointers since the trading deadline. Luka's leading the league in scoring at 33.4. He's third in assists. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a league MVP candidate. I'm going to say it again. Luka Doncic is a league MVP candidate. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jaylen Brown, Victor Wembanyama, and Luka Doncic are the top four candidates for league MVP honors. Likelihood is that he won't win it because the Lakers won a 40-game stretch this year playing 500 basketball. I got that. But what we are seeing from him, it's unheard of. And the brother looks as slow as a snail out there. This is the thing that bugs me out. Nikola Jokic can't jump onto a curb for Denver, and nobody can stop him. Luka Doncic looks like he's moving in slow motion most times, and nobody can stop him. And when the three is clicking, he was unguardable before the three. What the hell is hitting the three make him? This is some special stuff that we're seeing. And as a result, we have to look at the Western Conference a little bit differently and ask ourselves, are the Lakers, can they really be summarily dismissed as a bona fide threat in the Western Conference? Oklahoma City will probably say yes. San Antonio with Victor Wembanyama will probably say yes. I don't know if we can do that. I don't know if we can do that. Not with Luka rolling like this. I ain't seen it, y'all. I haven't seen it. J.J. Redick's the Coach of the Year candidate. Absolutely. So is Joey Mazzulla, no doubt. So is Mitch Johnson, San Antonio, no doubt. But J.J. Redick is a Coach of the Year candidate. I'm just looking at the Los Angeles Lakers right now, and there's a buzz that's fomenting. There's a buzz that's developing. There's something special going on with the purple and gold. And this is with the second worst bench in basketball behind the Houston Rockets. This is with the defense that is not stout, but their offense is so prolific. And the greatness of LeBron James, who recorded a triple-double last night, can't be denied. And the development and the growth of an Austin Reeves can't be denied. But Luka Doncic, it's getting scary. It really, really is. Because J.J. Redick and his coaching staff and their coaching ability, LeBron James being deferential, the man is on the Mount Rushmore basketball. In my opinion, one of the top two greatest players to have ever played the game of basketball. And that man is being deferential. Who the hell would LeBron James be deferential to? Luka Doncic. That's who. Because Luka Doncic is a legit 6'7". And no one can stop him. And if you can't stop him and you can't stop the Lakers offense, how can we definitively dismiss the possibility that the Lakers might go deep? Now, I'm about to be a bit sacrilegious because Kendrick Perkins and people like that got the San Antonio Spurs winning the championship. I cannot see the Lakers beating the Oklahoma City Thunder. I just can't see it. I think they got a chance to knock off Wembanyama and the Spurs. Wembanyama's a nightmare. You're going to have to deal with this brother. He's coming for the championship. He's coming for the league MVP, and he's damn sure going to get the Defensive Player of the Year award. I have a vote. He's got my vote. I'm telling you that right now. But I look at San Antonio with their youth, their athleticism, and of course they'll be the favorites. And of course I wouldn't pick the Lakers to beat them, but the Lakers can beat them. Wembanyama hits a game-winning shot last night with 1.1 second left to beat the Phoenix Suns. The man calls for it. He wants it. But Luka, we ain't seen much like this. This is some special stuff that we're witnessing transpire before our very eyes. And as a result of that reality, we have to look at everything differently. We have to look at the MVP race differently. We have to look at the championship run and the playoff picture differently. We have to look at the Los Angeles Lakers differently. The worst, the absolute positively worst thing that could happen to the Los Angeles Lakers over the last couple of weeks of this season is if they nosedive and end up going home in the first round of the playoffs. That cannot happen. It would ruin everything. But there's no shame in losing to these San Antonio Spurs. There's no shame in losing to these Oklahoma City Thunders if it so happens that you end up going against one of them in the second round. We can bring up what that says about Houston, what that says about Minnesota, what that says about KD or Ant-Man, respectively, and their ability to lead their teams. I don't know. We could get into all of that. But in the end, what Luka is doing right now, it's unseen. Dallas Mavericks might be the luckiest people on the planet because Cooper Flagg and his presence, his growth, his promise makes up for so much. I mean, to let go of Luka Doncic, yeah, Nico Harrison, it cost him his job. Ladies and gentlemen, if there was no Cooper Flagg, I think you would see people burning the building down, American Airlines Center. They'd lose their damn mind. Luka, could you imagine how folks in Dallas are feeling right now? Watching Luka do what he does on a night-in, night-out basis in a Lakers uniform. Could you imagine what that's like? What kind of pain? I mean, it's almost as painful as those fans that were crying when the Cowboys lost the playoff game. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up. I'm sorry. That's just funny. I'm sorry. I had to let that out. I can pass that up. You know, Dallas Cowboy fans, funny. I still see them leaning over the rails crying when the Dallas Cowboys lost the playoff game. Hilarious. Just hilarious. Grown-ass men crying with their cowboy hats on and the Spurs, their boots. You know what I'm saying? They ain't quite doing that in Dallas with the Dallas Mavericks. But you get my point. It's some deep stuff going on with the Dallas Cowboys right now. With the Dallas Mavericks, I'm sorry. Because it's got to be painful for Dallas fans to watch Luka doing what he's doing. And I'm just looking at it right now. Lakers, 20th in NBA in defensive efficiency and 26th in defensive field goal percentage. Yo, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Now, the Spurs are no joke either. Since February 1st, best record in basketball, best offensive rating, best net rating, and best in assist to turnover ratio in the NBA. So they are nothing to sneeze at. In five games against the reigning defending NBA champion Oklahoma City Thunder, they're 4-1. They're combined 11-5 against the top five seeds in the Western Conference. They're 5-1 versus the top three teams in the East, the Pistons, the Celtics, and the Knicks. And they're combined 12-3 against the other top three seeds in each conference. Spurs are no joke. And Wembanyama is not either. But having said all of that, Luka's Luka, and I am in no way going to imply that Luka eclipses or usurps Wembanyama or Shai Gilgeous or Jaylen Brown for the MVP award. What I'm saying is he's in the conversation because he's doing some Herculean stuff. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to Stephen A. SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. Cleveland. Once somebody on the line wants to talk about Wembanyama. Who is this? Jack in Cleveland. What's up, man? How are you?
How's it going, Stephen A? I've been pushing the agenda recently that Victor Wembanyama is already the greatest defender of all time. When you combine his athleticism, his instincts, his size, and his length, when he can come down from the 3-point line and stop any shot at the rim, and he's got guys just not even shooting the ball.
Stop right there. I'm not saying you're off your rocker because I don't believe so. I think you might be right. But let me give you this for consideration. You know the one thing we haven't seen Wembanyama do defensively? Are you ready for this?
Ready.
We haven't seen him pick up somebody 94 feet and guard them throughout the course of 48 minutes the way we saw Dennis Rodman do on the regular.
All right.
That's my only challenge. That's my only challenge
I'm
to what you're
that.
Saying.
I'm,
Like, if you 7 feet five, mad respect and love to Wembanyama, who's the real deal. But if you're 7 feet five, it ain't that damn difficult to lie in wait in the paint area for somebody to shoot because they got to go up over you. And good luck with that happening. Now, he does get out at three-point shooters and perimeter shooters as well. He is an excellent defender. Please don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is it's a difference between doing that and picking up somebody 94 feet and guarding them for over 30 minutes a night for 75 to 82 games a year like Dennis Rodman did.
You're right. We have to see in the playoffs, but there is tape out there of him chasing Steph Curry on the three-point line.
Yeah, I got that, but that's still not guarding somebody 94 feet. Rodman picking you up, you ball handling. You handling the ball and Rodman picking you up.
Hey, you say Rodman, I'm not arguing. I'm not arguing.
All right, man. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you. Anthony, you're live with Stephen A. Go ahead.
What's up, Stephen A.? Always a pleasure talking to you, Chom. But listen, we got to settle this debate, bro, and I really want people to start talking about it more. Stephen A., I've been watching basketball for over a decade now. I'm 23 years old, and I've been saying this for the last 3 years where people were laughing at me, and I'm going to say it again one more time on this show. Luka Doncic is the best point guard I've ever seen play the game of basketball out of all the players I've watched in my generation. And yes, that includes Steph Curry. Look, Stephen A., I know you're going to disagree with me because I've seen you talk about Steph, and I get it. He changed the game of basketball. Nobody can ever deny that. He's one of the greatest ever for a reason. Like, he's unbelievable, bro. But Stephen A., when you look at Luka and his production, what this kid is doing at 27 years old in just 7 seasons and this short amount of time is a joke. I just saw a stat yesterday, but the kid has more 60-point games than Bron, KD, Shaq, and Dirk combined. He's already top 10 all-time in triple-doubles at 27 years old, and he's made All-NBA more times in 7 seasons.
Okay, now stop. Now stop. Because your youth, your youthful ignorance, it's not a negative. I understand. Stay with me. So, Luka is an unstoppable offensive scoring force at 6 feet seven with his skill set, right? But the problem with what you're saying is you're not looking at the job of a point guard. Not just facilitating opportunities for other people. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't have his, because the numbers are there in terms of his assist, but he's primarily a scorer. And a lot of times in today's assists, you can't even count them half the time because you might be on the wing and throw it to the top of the key, a dude shoot, and you get an assist for that. You know, that's not necessarily facilitation. Here's why I would challenge you with Steph compared to Luka. And stay with me. So I take you, Anthony, right?
Yes, sir.
Luka might bust your ass, but you still don't mind guarding him. Steph Curry has hospitalized defenders because they literally needed to go to the hospital to get oxygen reinserted back into their body. Because his marksmanship combined with his shooting ability and his movement without the basketball forced you to keep your head on a swivel because his movement is unparalleled. See, with Magic was 6'9", and Magic was such a phenomenal passer who could see over most defenses, you had to keep your head on a swivel because if you blinked, he'd get the ball to his teammate for a score, right? In Steph's case, Steph has your head on a swivel so much, you barely know where his teammates are because you're too damn busy watching him. Luka doesn't do that to you. Luka scorches you. Luka schools you. Luka puts the ball in the hole. But he doesn't do that, Anthony. And that's why I disagree with you.
I see your point, Stephen A. Like, I get it. You know, I get when people talk about Steph like that. I just think Steph is most dangerous without the ball. I agree. I think he's one of the most influential players ever. But Stephen A., if you take out the championships, bro, I'm telling you, people are going to start talking about
him more. But you can't take out the championships. Whoa. You can't take out the championships because that's why they won championships. See, if Steph was standing around like Luka, then there's somebody like Jaylen Brown to guard him. But you can't guard Steph like that. Let me ask you this. When Luka went to the finals against Jaylen Brown, what happened?
He got locked up.
Stop right there. When Jaylen Brown went to the finals against Steph, what happened?
Yeah, Steph cooked. It was his first finals that he cooked, though.
No. It's not about the first. It's about what I said. Movement without the basketball. It's a different beast to guard him.
I agree.
It's a different beast.
Stephen A., if you take out the scoring and off-ball movement, and I'll give you handles too.
But you can't. I'm not letting you do that. I'm not letting you do that. You can't take out the scoring and the movement. That's my point. My point is, that's why you cannot do that. That's what makes him him. He's 6'3". Luka's 6'7". Steph Curry is basically a 195. Luka walking around like 250. You can't just take that out.
He made your boy Steph has played 10 more seasons than Luka, and Luka's made All NBA more times than Steph in 10 less seasons.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Do you want basketball lessons, or do you want to act like you know? I'm telling you, you don't know. I'm giving you lessons here, giving it to you for free. You're not paying attention to what's going on. I just showed you what happened when you got an elite defender like Jaylen Brown and he went up against Luka. What happened? When that same elite defender went up against Steph Curry, what happens? Steph Curry has sent people to the infirmary for oxygen. That's the difference. Have a nice day. Y'all be quiet. Enough. You're young, you're wet behind the ears, and you're not listening. You just want to be on the air arguing with Stephen A. I don't have time. 888-MAD-DUNK-6 is 888-623-3646. Young whippersnappers, 23 years of age, wet behind the ears, breath smelling like Similac. He going to sit up there and just look at the fact that the dude's scoring, and that's it. And that's what made. First of all, if you're going to focus so much on the scoring, why the hell are you bringing up the fact that he's a point guard? Point guards affect how everything is shaped and formulated, how plays are schematically put together and executed. Point guards are facilitators in a multitude of ways. And I'm not saying that Luka is not. But Luka, compared to Steph, you couldn't find anybody that would rather guard Steph than Luka. Because they don't want to go to the hospital. Man, got your head on a swivel because he's moving without the ball. It matters. Oh, first team giving me numbers. One of them Dana Analytics. Did you go to MIT? Did you call Daryl Morey? 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. NCAA tournament talk coming up. My man Michael Rubin's got to come on and talk about a project he's working on as well for Fanatics. Definitely looking forward to talking to him. Plus more about Luka, the Lakers, and the NBA overall. You're listening live to Stephen A. SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with more in a minute.